from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia eyes global market with custom automotive industry push. Indonesia position fishing village program to boost blue economy. And now the news in details. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy, Irene Umar, is encouraging the development of Indonesia's custom automotive industry, citing its strong export potential. Irene also highlighted on Saturday that the role of the content creator subsector in the supporting the promotion of the automotive industry, which she believes can be effective medium for introducing Indonesia's potential to the international market. Furthermore, the use of digital technology is seen as an opening opportunities for business, not only through physical products, but also through the development of digital assets with economic values. And moving on to the second news. The Indonesian government has positioned the Red and White Fishing Village program as a strategic tool to elevate living standards by strengthening the blue economy. Marine Affairs and Fisheries Deputy Minister Didit Herdiawanti Ashaf, in a statement on Saturday, said that fishing villages developed under the program will be equipped with supporting facilities such as boat moorings and fish landing points. The infrastructure will also include cold storage and fishermen gathering halls to support the local processing industry. And the next news is coming from the Ministry of Forestry to periodically evaluate Komodo National Park quota. The Ministry of Forestry stated that the tourism quota at Komodo National Park will be continuously monitored and periodically evaluated to maintain the ecological balance. This approach ensures that the park remains protected national assets while supporting local economies' interests through sustainable tourism. Moving on to the next news, where Banten waives electric vehicle tax to support clean energy. The Banten provincial government affirmed its commitment to supporting the national clean energy transition by following central policies on electric vehicle tax exemptions. Banten Deputy Governor Ahmad Dimyanti Natakusuma stated in Serang on Saturday that the province would adjust its fiscal regulation following the issuance of circular letter from the Minister of Home Affairs, where the Banten provincial government ensured that implementation on the ground would remain in line with national efforts to encourage eco-friendly vehicle ecosystem. Music. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti has confirmed that the School Revitalization and the Digitalization Program will continue in 2026, improve the quality of learning evenly across Indonesia. He said on Saturday that the program is part of the governor's priority to achieve quality education for all, while also supporting the improved learning through the use of technology. To support digitalization, the government has planned to increase the number of interactive flat panels in 2026 to the 2 to 3 per unit for school, up from previous allocations. IFP are large 4K touchscreens display functioning as digital whiteboards and all-in-one teaching tools for modern classrooms. And the next news. The Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murtijat, on Saturday asked the government to raise public awareness about the importance of vaccinations for child development. This awareness is crucial because many children through the country still have not received vaccinations at an early age. She emphasized that the efforts to increase public trust in basic vaccinations must be consistently carried out to protect the younger generation. Moving on to the Indonesian government, where it is advancing the development of proper housing for residents of a slum area along railway tracks in Senen, Central Jakarta. As Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya inspected the construction site on Saturday, according to a Cabinet Secretariat Instagram post, Wijaya said he, together with the state runway company, KAI, President Director Bobby Rashidin, visited the housing complex in the morning to review the construction progress. As instructed by President Prabowo Subianto, he explained that the government is developing and comfortable homes for railway residents who have lived near the Pasar Senen stations for decades, noting their poor living condition despite being only 2 kilometers from downtown. And last but not least, we have the news from the Indonesian government has reiterated its call for the United Nations to conduct a thorough investigation into the death of Private First Class Riko Pramudia, a UNIFIL peacekeeper following an incident in late March 2026. In a statement issued on Saturday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Fad Nabil Ahmad Mulakhela said the government expressed its highest respect for Pramudia and is coordinating with the UNIFIL to ensure the immediate and respectful repatriation of his body. The government stressed the safety and security of UN peacekeeping personnel are non-negotiable and that attacks against them constitute serious violations of international law and may be categorized as war crimes. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
today's keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kalian mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba. Aku tahu
Voice of Indonesia.
Lembayung senja, lembayung senja, lembayung senja. Sendu di akhir tahunku ingin berteduh di manakah itu biru telah menungguku ingin bercumbu di ranjang pasirmu diam-diam ku bawa kamu yang penting ku punya satu lembayung temanku nada yang mendayu sayupkan mataku manjakan penatku lembayung temanku nada yang mendayu sayupkan mataku manjakan penatku terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku tolong jangan ganggu. Biru telah menungguku, oh, ingin berjumbu di ranjang pasirmu. Diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, terkuras ideku. Setahun penuh liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Jangan ganggu. Mataku manjakan penatku lembayung temanku nada yang mendayu sayupkan mataku manjakan penatku terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku tolong jangan ganggu. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call es gempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. degradasi, tercandu ke terkultivasi, yeah. For real you my fantasy, sana sini kau berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi, Parasmu menyinari, gelap hangat di hati. Tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV. So that you know superficial, you the official, certified beauty, yeah. Tak peduli what they say, you know you the best, semoga bumi, yeah. Listen to me say, don't you ever change anything about you. Feel like I'm dreaming, you show in a minute. Got my full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Sayang itu hanyalah sebuah mimpi. Terbangunkan pagi bersama matahari. Bersama matahari aku bergetar sampai ke langit. Tubuhnya pun indah ku pandangan. Bikin mulus dan seksi. Oh, aku bergetar disentuh dia. Mataku terbang sampai ke langit. Tubuhnya pun indah ku pandangi. Bikin mulus dan seksi. Jauh seperti sembi.
For still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site, where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation, as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, that is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis,
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cintaku, tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Lihat ke langit bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Ada di sana, dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin
of Indonesia.
to make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitor, ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized groups, to create program and exhibition. Feature exhibit that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-curated showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connect meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational kit tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C. 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 Which can be used for cicak, coklat, celana. Let's continue. D. 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 Which can be used for danau, dodol, desa. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Sesuatu yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, here is The Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Megawati Soekarnoputri. Dia Permata Megawati Setiawati Soekarnoputri, or simply Megawati Soekarnoputri, was known as the first female president in Indonesia. Megawati was born on January 23, 1947. Her father was the founding father and the first president of Indonesia, Soekarno. Her mother was Fatmawati, the one who soon the first flag of Indonesia. She grew up at the Merdeka Palace, where the president worked and lived. Most of her childhood education was in Jakarta. Later, she studied agriculture at Pajajaran University Bandung in 1965 and psychology at University of Indonesia in Depok in 1970. Her career in politics started a little bit later. In 1987, Megawati entered politics. She joined a party and ran for candidate of the parliament. Megawati was elected to the People's Consultative Assembly. Not for long, Megawati became the chairwoman of the political party. During her early political career, Megawati must power through the situation at that time. The politics was tense in the country and inside her own party. Indonesia was also hit by the Asian financial crisis in 1997. It was not a walk in the park. In 1999 until 2001, Megawati was elected by the parliament to be the fifth vice president of Indonesia. She worked with Abdurrahman Wahid, or Gus Dur, the fifth president of Indonesia. Due to the situation at that time, Megawati was trusted with the day-to-day operation of the government. In 2001, People's Consultative Assembly removed Abdurrahman Wahid. Then the assembly subsequently swore in Megawati as the new president. She became the first woman to become president of Indonesia. As president, Megawati Soekarnoputri face various challenges. The post-crisis economy, separatist movement, and terrorist attack. She kept working hard as the president and not resigning. Megawati ended her administration as the president on October 20, 2003. She joined some presidential election again in 2004 and 2009, but did not win. Nevertheless, Megawati was still trusted as the chairwoman of her political party. From Megawati Soekarnoputri, we can see that a woman can also be a strong leader. The situation was not easy at that time, but she stayed and never resigned. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Megawati Soekarnoputri. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Liberasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Liberasi. Happy listening!
Songs Indonesia.
tempat berbeda. Seribu satu alasan melemahkan tubuh ini. Aku di sini mengingat dirimu. Ku menangis tanpa air mata. Bagai bintang tak bersinar redup hati ini. Dan ku mengerti sekarang, ternyata kita menyatu di dalam kasih yang suci. Ku akui kamu tanpa air mata. Bagai bintang tak bersinar redup hati ini. Dan ku mengerti sekarang, ternyata kita menyatu di dalam kasih yang suci. Ku akui kamulah cinta terakhir. Dan ku mengerti sekarang, ternyata kita menyatu di dalam kasih yang suci. Ku akui kamulah cintaku. Ku akui kamulah cintaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let me lead the way. Sun up on me on your side.
that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.